you know, I was quick to blame other people about, like, you know, I said, man, Spanish did this to us. You know, I was quick to say things like that, you know? And some of the habits and the things that we do in our culture right now are, you know, some of that's brought over from when the Spanish had occupied the Philippines. But at the same time, you know, and it is as fired up as I was about the culture, I was also using it to, you know, blame other people. Say, right? Yeah, he couldn't do it because he's not really Filipino, you know.
Yeah.
I would say things like that, you know. And, you know, what was funny is what really changed a lot of that was when I began doing, formally, you know, just doing nothing but Filipino martial arts, that changed a lot because, you know, a lot of people had that view that there's that stereotype where they think, if you're going to be good at something, you have to be from that culture. Like if you're going to be good at, if you're going to be good at salsa, you've got to be Latin. Yeah, things like that. But when I went to go learn to scream, this goes back to that story. When I was looking around, just, you know, back in that room, looking for who Master Sultan was, I was like, I didn't see who this guy was talking about. I didn't see the old guy I thought I was. The following weekend, when I came back. With my friend Alex, I came back. Ulrich, he waved his hand at me because he knew I just wanted to come and watch again because I was really impressed with the things they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ulrich at the time was the head student, and he said, "Okay, class stop. Turn to salute Master Sultan," and they faced in our direction. Whoa! And I turned and he looked next to me, and Master Sultan wasn't some old Filipino guy. He was an African American guy.
Wow.
He might have been about I honestly couldn't tell you how old he was, but he looked like he would have been my age.
Wow.
Like not my age now. He looked like at the time I think he looked like he could have passed for 25.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's how young he looked. But he had already been teaching for so long prior to that. And so he wasn't like one of these guys that was, you know, too proud to not tell people. He actually, I have to say, this is the first guy that we met who was not Filipino that schooled me on the Filipino culture.
Wow, and,
he could speak Tagalog.
But he wasn't Filipino at all.
No.
He was African American.
He was born and raised in Stockton.
Wow.
Yeah, so he grew up with a lot of the Manoms out there. So he was exposed to Filipino martial arts. And, I mean, just talking to him, that's another thing that really inspired me. It was like, wow, you know, this is what, you know, I'm sure a lot of it is about who he is as far as, you know, his character, but through Filipino martial arts, that having helped, I guess, you know, shape him into the person he was, I was like, wow, you know, this guy, he's not even Filipino, yet he makes me proud
right.
to be Filipino, you know? And the more I read on his background, it was like, my God, you know, this guy, it's like everything he was more immersed in the culture than I was, I can tell you that. And to this day, I would still say he is. Because he's been to the Philippines to train. And not just to train, but he's earned the respect as far as them, like the Council of Grandmasters in the Philippines has stated as saying, yes, you know, Sultan Din is one of the world's fastest stick fighters.
Wow.
And, you know, just reading that, I was like, you know, it's kind of like, that's my teacher, you know, and I'm learning from him. I'm learning Filipino martial arts from him, you know, and it was like, it got me really pumped. But, you know, the way, going back, that's where I was, around that time is when I really started learning to be proud about, you know, growing up, you know, being a Filipino.
Yeah.